The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. Pack my suitcase? That famous quote from Home Alone coincides with a shell-shocked expression on Kevin's face. For a character who has no concept of independence at the start of the movie, packing his own luggage for a family vacation seems like a gargantuan task. There was a time when I felt something similar to Kevin's panic whenever I had to take responsibility. Growing up with SMA, I became accustomed to constantly relying on other people for my needs. Anytime I needed something, my parents were my strongest advocates. My mom in particular has always possessed a superhuman ability to deal with insurance providers, doctors, school officials, and those irritating folks who take up accessible spaces in parking lots. Mom and Dad still do a lot for me, but they've also prepared me for adulthood and a more independent lifestyle. While I still live at home, I am a working adult with multiple responsibilities. I manage my care, work full-time, help my parents financially, and pay for my own comic books. If I didn't do that last one, my parents would be broke. Yet, even with the independence I have today, I still rely on my mom for assistance during the weekdays. I need help getting set up for meals, repositioning my hands and feet, and sometimes transferring out of my chair for an afternoon nap. My mom and I are well aware of each other's needs, and we have a routine that works. That said, it's a major adjustment for both of us when we have to tamper with that routine. Last month, my mom had knee replacement surgery. She's had bad knees for a while, so much so that she had to lean on my chair for support when we were in Disneyland last year. I remember thinking, well, this is a sight. I'm the disabled son, and I'm the one you're leaning on. Since I have metal rods fused into my spine, I've been referring to our new metal band as Iron Man and the Bionic Woman. Now we just need an excuse for my dad to have some sort of prosthetic body part, and we could all be extras in a future Mad Max movie. The fact that my mom is now using some of my medical equipment is enough to feed my warped sense of humor. We also had physical therapy appointments at the same time the other day. It's a perfect sitcom scenario, but it's been a challenging process for both of us. While mom has been in recovery mode, I've had to ensure that I have enough assistance during the day. Thankfully, I already work remotely, and I don't exactly have many places to go right now. I'm also fortunate to have the other family members close by who have helped out during this time. My sister-in-law drives me to aquatic therapy, and my cousin has been coming over to help me on walks around the neighborhood. Having my siblings and grandparents living close by is a lifesaver, especially at a time like this. Still, adapting to this situation is no easy feat. Whereas my mom is usually the one taking care of me, I've been helping her out lately. Reversing our roles has forced me to be more flexible, resourceful, and patient than ever before. It's a good thing I was trained by the best. In light of these circumstances, I've been more drained and stressed lately. It's 2020. Who in the world feels an abundance of energy and motivation right now? Seriously, I want to know if this person exists. Like anything else in the world of SMA, reversing the caregiver role with my mom is a roller coaster of thoughts and emotions. Yet with everything we've tackled together, this is just another adventure. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums Moderator and Vlogger. We have several new members on our forums, and I'd like to personally welcome them to our community. It's a great place to make connections, ask questions, share experiences, and learn from others. If you're not already part of the forums, you can check them out at smanewstoday.com/forums. Brianna Albers is on a quest to make her reading selections more diverse. Recently, she finished Kay Brown's The Pretty One. Next on the docket is Disability Visibility. It's a collection of essays edited by Alice Wong. Will you be reading this selection along with Brianna? Do you have any other diverse author suggestions for us? Let us know over on the forums. With the current global situation, you may or may not be thinking ahead. My co-moderator, Alyssa, shared that they held a Christmas in July with her close family. Since Christmas is their favorite holiday, they figured they'd bring the cheer a little early. At least if the situation worsens, they'll have had the chance to celebrate. And if the situation is good, they'll get to celebrate again. Even better. Do you think ahead like this? Alyssa also posed an interesting question. Disability versus disease. Are they interchangeable? As July was Disability Pride Month, she's been looking into disability issues and this question popped into her head. In her eyes, the disease is the diagnosis and disability is how it impairs daily living. Many times the two intersect, so could possibly be interchangeable. What do you think? To join these or any of our many conversations, head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.